From my side, it makes sense. The last lockdown that started in January went from everybody being at home, and then all of a sudden from February, everyone was back to normal. And I felt like that was such a quick transition from, you know, literally being in the house alone to them being in the salon and able to operate. This time around, I think it's a much more sensible option, and it takes away the fear aspect. I mean, our client safety is our priority, and for them to come in into the salon in a more relaxed environment is way, you know, more preferred than just going straight into things. You kind of have to readjust, don't you?
So those few weeks that perhaps you've been granted now will give you the opportunity to set up what needs to be set up. But have you got any of those contingencies in from last time?
Yeah, exactly. All of the clients were given a form online to complete before they were able to come into the salon. And that was a questionnaire basically all surrounding COVID and if they've been in direct contact with anyone or if they've been away and had to come back and isolate. All of them questions were given out. Now, this time around, all clients have to redo patch tests if they've had the vaccination or had COVID, because things can differ in their body, you know, since they've, you know, been in contact with the virus as such. So we will have to go through that all over again when we reopen. So that's another thing that we've got to add into our policies moving forward.
Say restrictions are lifted. I think they're looking at the moment saying on or around the 19th that the majority of restrictions will be lifted. Will you be keeping any measures in place off your own back rather than just saying, well, government says we can, you know, we can abandon everything else and go back to how we were in the before times, perhaps? Will you be keeping any measures in, mask wearing perhaps?
Yeah, we'll keep all our measures in, especially when we first reopen. It gives the client as well some comfort when they come into the salon, especially if they are high-risk clients. They might not feel like they want to just go back straight into a salon where you are like close together. Primarily for us, it's their comfort, keeping them safe and our staff safe and the rest of the salon environment for all the other clients coming in and out too.
You guys are fairly new to Douglas. You've been established about a year now, and I believe that was during the first lockdown. Just tell me what it's been like for a business that started in the COVID era and going on, how you look to the future now.
It's been such a roller coaster. I mean, yeah, we, you know, took on the salon last year. And during that time, you know, you just think that's the last one and that's going to be the end of it. We didn't really foresee that it would continue like most people throughout this year. The thing that we've noticed the most as well is not having brands be able to visit the salon here. So normally what happens is when you open a salon, a hair salon, beauty salon, the brands that you partner and connect with all make the visit to come to the salon as much as possible to educate, train the staff, but also build a connection, not only with the staff members, but clients. That's one thing that I can't wait for the future for when brands are able to come and visit us. There's been ways that we've had to, you know, get around this, like Zoom conferences for training and all of the Q&As and educational webinars. And then recently I took on my first Instagram Live, which, you know, doesn't sound like much, but it is quite nerve-wracking actually, with one of the brands, just to kind of build that connection with clients too. And, you know, for them, it's all kind of, they're so excited to see us and see what we've done with the salon and see the brand in, you know, in practice and see the staff members using it and, you know, that kind of connection there. And we're really looking forward to having them here. So it is just a waiting game at the minute. Also, you know, with our clients, it has been very up and down, but we've done so much in that time that I'm with the team that I've, you know, taken on. I couldn't have done it without them. They're all so positive. And all of the events that we've managed to do, like we've done life drawing for charity, we've done book clubs, we've, you know, done little Christmas parties. And if you compare that to the UK, I do see it in more of a positive light. And the government have been so helpful here with the circuit break support scheme. the salary support schemes, even just the phone call speaking to them, you know, to discuss the options, everything has been, you know, really supportive. So I can only really see it in a positive light. And I see all of the safety measures that have been, you know, taken for precautionary reasons, is all in our best interest. So for me, it has been positive in comparison to the UK and the rest of the world.
Okay. And you mentioned there, obviously, we've been in and out of lockdown. You described it as a roller coaster. I think for many people, it might feel like every time in and out of lockdown just feels like the same routine again and again and again. But how do you feel? Has each lockdown felt the same, or has it been a different scenario each time?
I think it has differed. The January one, we kind of knew it'd be quick. It felt like, oh, it was only going to be a couple of weeks. And it was kind of that break after Christmas, because I'm sure you and everyone else can understand how busy it would be over that period. And we were lucky enough to, you know, go out and have our Christmas parties and, you know, do all of Christmas as normal. So it was almost like a little break for us and the staff members. But then, you know, and it was really nice to go and see everybody in February and catch up. But I think this one has been quite difficult because, you know, we really wanted to get into the swing of things, and being constantly in or out kind of stops momentum, I would say. And it's almost like a huge sigh this time. And it seems to have gone on so much longer than we anticipated. I guess for us, it's all about staying positive, making use of the time for educational purposes. We've been doing so much on product research because Suki is an all vegan salon, and we want to make sure that we can provide the highest of quality in terms of the services alongside the products. So we've been doing so much on product research and, you know, seeing what other brands are out there. So we're trying to take this time for us and as a learning basis as well. We can't wait now to be open and, you know, for the foreseeable. And we hope that this is the last lockdown. And knowing that, I kind of think that, you know, we can make the most of this time to just take a big breath and have some time for ourselves and, you know, get prepared, ready to go back into the busy, chaotic lives that we lead.